You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
More than 5.7 million Americans have been infected with COVID-19, and at least 176,000 have died, according to Johns Hopkins University. These numbers are shocking, at the least. And last night, Lee Summit Schools okayed in-person return for pre-K through third grade. Classes will start on September 8th, and the youngest of students will be in person. Grades 4 through 12 will be beginning the school year with online learning.
Well, I tell you, if I had a kid in that age range, they would not be attending school. Too risky.
This is, of course, in direct opposition from recommendations made by the health department, which think it could be risky for young people to be in classrooms at this time, particularly because the rates have not gone down in infection and in deaths.
The same for colleges too. Colleges all around here, the numbers are going up on campuses.
Superintendent of Lee Summit School District says that he would prefer that parents drive their children to school to help maintain social distancing on the school bus, which would only be allowed to have 8 students per bus. So that's something folks need to adjust for, particularly if they've got young people that need to get to school.
I feel for all the parents going through it at this time. They got a lot of stuff going on.
Independent schools went back in on yesterday. They released pictures of the classrooms showing folks that, look, hey, we're socially distancing. The kids are wearing masks. And they're going to try to forge ahead.
I mean, the best we can do is to keep that and wash your hands. I hope they got sanitizer everywhere. It's just too risky, man.
We're going to be talking with former Kansas City Mayor Sly James coming up at 7:38.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:20, look for highs in the mid-90s. Partly sunny, warm, and humid. Right now, you're mostly clear at 76 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Yesterday, Kentucky's Attorney General appeared at the Republican National Convention while celebrities were in his state protesting that there still have been no arrests in the Breonna Taylor case. Yandy Smith, Portia Williams, and others actually were arrested while they protested and were chanting, "No justice, no peace."
I don't know what it's going to take, man. I guess we got to keep marching. We got to keep saying our name on every platform we got.
50 Cent weighed in on yesterday on the shooting of Jacob Blake, an unarmed black father who was shot by Kenosha, Wisconsin police as he was walking away trying to get into his vehicle. He was shot 7 times in the back. The family says that he is now paralyzed from the waist down. 50 posted a video and wrote underneath it, "If this wasn't attempted murder, I have no idea what's going on." Rap icon Nas also chimed in saying, "Jacob Blake, unarmed, shot 7 times in the back. Cowards. Prayers to Jacob and his family." It's been a little kerfuffle going on between Waka Flocka and Megan Thee Stallion. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
So Waka put 100 underneath a post from a rapper called Cash Talk. You know who that is?
No.
So Cash Talk wrote on a post that Megan is 6 feet, Tory is 5'2". "We don't know what the hell happened in the car. Y'all know females be tripping. All these cap rappers picking the side like bees." So Waka went underneath that post and put 100. And so then Megan went on and commented he didn't make it past the ninth grade. I expect nothing less coming out of his mouth. And so she was talking about Cash Talk, but Waka's wife, Tammy Rivera, thought she was talking about her man. So she went on trying to defend him. And then Megan said, I wasn't talking about Waka. And then Tammy had to eat crow and apologize.
Well, let's talk about the bigger problem, which is the disrespectful diatribe of the first guy you mentioned. Like, that's your attitude with it? Just because she's taller than him doesn't that means
she was
that,
walking away,
like,
fam.
Really? That's problematic, man.
It is, but you know, this is, you know, some people feel this way. Some people carry these feelings. I don't know who hurt them growing up.
And I think that's what it is. You know, you basing your own personal experiences on everybody else's thing. And come on, man. There's no reason for him to shoot Megan Thee Stallion.
This incident has really put a ripple through the hip-hop community. Claudia Jordan says that she was inspired by Megan telling her truth, and so she decided to make a revelation about something that happened in her own personal life.
We got into an argument. I grabbed his phone and he was wrestling it out of my hand. And this is the first time I've ever said this, because you know what? I got inspired by Megan Thee Stallion. He body slammed me into a toilet, broke it in half, and it cracked the porcelain and water went everywhere. I kept that to myself. I never called the police on him. I stayed in bed for 4 days with back spasms, and we protect these black men. And guess what? Is there a thank you? Is there a I'll never do it again? Is it I'll get help? No, there's nothing. There's an arrogance when we protect them, so f them. I'm not protecting anyone that hurts me. If you rape one of my friends, if you hit one of my friends, if you hit me, I'm not making any excuse. It ain't her fault for what she had on. It ain't her fault for yelling at you. If yelling at you makes you square up on a woman, then f you, you're a man.
You know, it's certain things that you noticed that you didn't when you were a child. And I just, Shay, I never noticed how many situations similar to that are real life things. It's more common than I actually thought. Because I was always around a lot of arguing and stuff. My pops, he used to argue with my mama and my second mama. But it would never, ever, 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 ever lead to any physical violence. So this is it's shocking to me every time I hear these stories.
Well, I was subject to seeing domestic violence firsthand. I've been woken up many nights. That's why I have a weak stomach to this point. Being woken up and out of your sleep, it really does affect children. So, you know.
Be mindful, y'all.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my boss is lay out here playing with this money, you know what I mean? I'm out here working my tail off, busting these long hours, and at the end of the week, my check always messed up. That's why I'm mad.
I don't got time for that. None. You can't play with my money. It's three M's that I will not allow anybody to play with.
Let me guess. Meals, man, money.
That's right, baby. You got it. You know me, boy. You know me.
Brother, look, I don't know. Call the police or something. I don't know what to tell you on this.
Theft by conversion.
Hey, I don't Robbie. Know what to do.
What's your name?
Andre.
He sound like he got Franks on the back of his neck. Like them little rolls.
Oh, no.
Bro, don't she get she on your head, bro.
Damn. Well, you know.
All right, Dre, go get that money, brother.
Yeah, I am.
I need that money.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
My friends and family to the south in Louisiana and in Texas, by the hundreds of thousands, Brian, are fleeing that area. A catastrophic Category 4 hurricane is set to swirl over much of the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm. 2020 don't stop, huh? And this is like the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, too.
This is hurricane season, so we can expect to see some of these situations happen. I was watching yesterday a video of the mayor of Port Arthur, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Child, he went off on them. Told them, look, if you want to stay here and ride this out, don't call the police because nobody's going to be there to respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got to evacuate. Got to. That's something that we learned 15 years ago.
Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. could be soon honored in Kansas City. If you remember, Paseo Boulevard was changed to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in early 2019. And then that decision was reversed. So the SCLC is now suggesting that Blue Parkway, Swope Parkway, Volker Drive thoroughfare, which begins at 55th Street, should be renamed to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Way.
I mean, you know where I stand on this. Anything that we can do to honor Dr. King, I'm with it. Just one of the most important human beings, quite frankly, to ever grace this earth.
Of course, this section of the road would be in close proximity to where the J.C. Nichols Fountain, which has already been set to be renamed to the Dream Fountain. And there'll be other designations in that area to honor him.
We need it. I like it. It's a street I'm gonna be traveling on a lot.
Oh yeah?
Give me some chicken.
From where?
From wherever. I don't care. I'm hungry right now. That's all I'm thinking about.
Oh Lord.
We got Bear Sly James calling up this morning, Shay.
That's right. It's very interesting. He's got a new book, which is directly targeted at the middle class. He says that he's got some things that will help you become more prosperous, more abundant, keep more money in your pocket. And we're going to talk with him at 7:38.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, Missouri Secretary of State John Ashcroft issued a letter to Kanye West and then posted that same letter to his social media account so that everyone could know that Kanye will not be on Missouri's ballot as an independent candidate. According to the letter, in order for Kanye to have qualified and be placed on the ballot, he would have had to submit at least 10,000 valid signatures for the nomination of the independent candidate for president. However, he came up short and only had 6,557 valid signatures.
Well, Kanye, back to the drawing board to come up with another scam.
You know, he's been a vocal supporter of Donald Trump. If it were not for this presidential run, in finger quotes, I think he would have been a speaker at the RNC.
Quite possibly.
Last night, Melania Trump took to the stage at the Rose Garden, the newly renovated Rose Garden. A lot of folks got a problem with what she did to the landscaping.
She took all the roses out. In Rose Garden no more. It's a lawn now.
So some folks thought that her speech was a little fragmented because she talked about a lot of different issues. Here's a little bit if you missed it.
My deepest sympathy goes out to everyone who has lost a loved one. And my prayers are with those who are ill or suffering. I know many people are anxious and some feel helpless. I want you to know you're not alone.
Is there more?
Yeah, she's talking about her husband too. You know, she had to defend him.
As you have learned over the past 5 years, he's not a traditional politician. He doesn't just speak words. He demands action and he gets results. The future of our country has always been very important to him. And it is something that I have always admired.
Why can't you hold his hand in public?
Two of Trump's churn got up there last night too. Eric Trump and the other one we don't see a lot. Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Yeah. Tiffany
this
Trump.
This election, I urge each and every one of you to transcend political boundaries. This is a fight for freedom versus oppression, for opportunity versus stagnation, a fight to keep America true to America. I urge you to make judgment based on results and not rhetoric.
And here's Eric Trump.
over and over, issue after issue, the economy, the wall, the military, trade deals, tax cuts, Supreme Court justices, VA hospitals, prescription drugs, school choice, right to try, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, peace in the Middle East. Never-ending wars were finally ended. Promises made and promises for the first time were kept.
Critics were dogging him about the way his eyes were looking kind of glassy, and they said the temperament was off, like possibly accusing him of doing a little something before he took the stage.
A dab or do you? You talking about that?
A one and one.
A knuckle?
One and one.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, look for highs in the mid-90s today. Partly sunny, warm, and humid. Right now, you're partly sunny at 74 in Blue Springs. Shade, wish poppin'.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Virgo friends. Actor Evan Ross, son of Diana Ross, is 32 today. Mm-hmm. Actress, singer-songwriter Kiki Palmer is 27.
Body cold.
Frosty.
Hey. And I'm so. Frosty. And I'm so.
What are you doing over there? Stop it.
Looking back at it. NBA player James Harden is 31 today. Rapper YBN Cordae is 23.
And I'm smiling because I'm young, rich, black, and I'm handsome. Not to mention wealthy.
Hey.
Jazz performer Branford Marcellus is out here 60.
Mm-hmm.
Rapper Big Crit is 34.
The most underrated rapper in the game.
Put that ink on me, dog. Just the rip for my city.
Singer, model, ex of Diddy, Cassie. She's 34.
Hey, happy birthday, everybody born on August 26th.
In an interview with an Australian morning show, Cardi B is defending the lyrics to her hit WAP.
Oh boy.
She said that the people that the song bothers are usually conservatives or really religious people. But she says her thing is, look, she grew up listening to this type of music, and it's no big deal to her. It's normal.
It's like, my thing is, when people get offended at WAP, and I know for a fact that they listen to The Chronic, and they listen to Hardcore, and they listen to Foxy Brown's albums back in the day, this is where you draw the line at? Here? Not all the other stuff? All right, dog.
I had a pretty rough day yesterday, and my niece made a video of my face on Cardi B and Megan's body. In the WAP video. It was hilarious. It made me laugh, and I needed a little laugh. I put it up on my socials.
You didn't make me laugh.
Nobody would have known. Quiet. So Mary J. Blige says she hates when people call her auntie.
Why?
She says she ain't y'all auntie. That's why.
Why can't I just be your sister? Like, and there's women that are like way older than me calling me auntie. I'm like, come on, B. Like, come on. Can I just be your sister, your friend in your head? The auntie is like, come on. Not if you're 10 years older than me. Please don't call me auntie. I'll be your sister in your friend in your head.
Yeah, that New York came out quickly, huh? Come on, B.
Yeah.
Come on, B. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm appalled, B.
Crispy chicken. Hold up. You wild disrespectful right now. I just want you to know that.
She did that. She
you wild disrespectful.
She talking about chicken wraps at Burger King.
She allowed that man to lead her astray.
Kendu Isaacs was getting her paid. He was getting her a bag.
You know what? I'm done.
How you gonna be done? We in the middle of the segment.
I'm done.
That's cool, because Mayor Sly James, he'll be calling up in a couple minutes. We'll be talking with him about his new book coming up at 7:37.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, Shay, I got this new book over here.
Hmm.
It's called The Opportunity Agenda, and it's written by former Kansas City Mayor, Mayor Sly James.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful. Don't have the everyday business of running Kansas City anymore. You've written a book. What else do you do every day?
Well, I do some mediations. My partner and I do a lot of consulting on communications issues, various policy issues like environment. We just entered into a partnership, a team concept with IMT out of Washington, D.C. for a potential grant, us and along with a bunch of other partners, to change the way buildings are built and make them more eco-friendly. We're doing work with education, with Harvard and Bloomberg. So we're busy. We've got a lot of different things. She's written the book. This is my second. So we're working. We got a lot of stuff going on and having fun doing it.
This is really exciting. You named some very esteemed folk, but Brian and I are having some communication issues on the show. So I was wondering if maybe you're available for that since you do consulting. No?
We're always happy to help in any way that we can. But I know that you guys work it out. And frankly, the communications things that you have going on are probably beneficial for your listeners to be engaged in. Keeps them engaged.
Now, you mentioned your book, The Opportunity Agenda, A Bold Democratic Plan to Grow the Middle Class.
The Opportunity Agenda is a book that we wrote, Winston Fisher and I wrote together. He's a businessman, developer from New York. And we got together through some serendipitous ways, but nonetheless, we share a common political idea, and that is that for too long, Democrats have basically played the same political playbook, which is to try to solve problems with big government programs, which then gives the Republican Party an opportunity to criticize those attempts as costly, and things get shut down and we bounce back and forth. So right now, what we have is that everybody is so focused on our current president and trying to remove him that the real issues about what do you do after that have been lost. So what we are talking about in the book is that we want to see a democratic focus on key areas that will provide economic equity across the board, help people raise themselves up out of poverty and into the middle class with some very basic things like child care, quality childhood education, a reforming education so the kids who don't want to, can't, have no desire to go to college will have opportunities to have good paying jobs that they like and that they've been trained for at the earliest possible time, that we want access to capital for women, minorities, so that they can start a business, be the entrepreneurs that they want to be, and that we do something about the infrastructure that holds everything together. That's what the book is about, and we put those issues front and center so that Democrats can avoid this rebound political situation and embed some serious policies that address issues that affect people day to day into what they're doing and actually do things that help people. We want them, every time they think about a policy, to say, this is what we're going to do for you. And by doing that, to stay focused on the people as opposed to the politics. And right now, it's all politics.
Talking with former Kansas City Mayor, Mayor Sly James, you talked a little bit about the infrastructure and the middle class. So many folks were able to go into the middle class by working at the United States Post Office and sent many of their kids off to college. With the assault on the post office right now, where can the normal everyday citizen now make their way into the middle class? Because these jobs that used to be stable are just not there anymore as they used to be.
Well, and that's going to probably be the case for a long time. We are in a serious period of disruption. And the disruption that we're in has shown all the fissures in our system. It's shown us what happens when, for example, women are so negatively and disproportionately impacted. So women are often put in a position of, do I stay home to take care of my children or do I find work? And if I find work, will the work pay me enough in order to pay someone to take care of our children? That has to be addressed so that women in particular can get into the workforce. And I say women because, frankly, everything that we've found out in our research indicates that women are disproportionately affected by it, because if it's a two-parent household, generally the guy continues to work and the woman is the one who decides to stay at home or is forced to stay at home. That hurts them down the road because they're not contributing to Social Security. And when it's time for them to retire, they don't have much to get out of Social Security, assuming it's still there. But in terms of jobs, we are aware of programs, for example, like P-Tech in New York City and other programs that really do train people in high school for tech jobs jobs of the future, things that require certificates of competency, not necessarily a degree. The problem is when you go to take those classes, in order to get any sort of financial aid, you have to be working towards at least a two-year degree program. Well, you could get the certificates that you need in shorter period of time and be out in the workforce. And all that really requires is a legislative change that says that you can get financial aid if you need it for pursuing certificates of competency. That would allow people to get into the job force a lot earlier. There's programs that do this all over the country, or some of them, there are more and more, and they need to become standard around the country, and that provides opportunity for both urban and rural people. It is extremely difficult for minorities and women to get access to the money that they need to start a business. And because of that, people who have an idea have the ability and have the desire to start a business that could allow them to work for themselves and hopefully hire others aren't able to do that. That needs to change so that there is that access. And that's really a requirement that we reform federal loan eligibility restrictions to boost small businesses and startups around the country. That's a legislative change. Doesn't have to be a big governmental change, but it certainly could be a legislative change. And with the education issues, I don't care what anybody says, if we mess up a child in the first 5 years of their life by not giving them what they need, recognizing that their brains have developed to 85-90% capacity by the age of three, then we spend the next 75 years of their life making up for those mistakes. Those are things that we could and should be doing. Those are the things that will build a workforce in the future and also provide opportunities today.
Having a great conversation with former Kansas City Mayor Sly James with his new book called The Opportunity Agenda.
I wanted to know your thoughts after a full year on the job of your successor, Mayor Quentin Lucas, our current mayor. How do you think he's done?
Well, I think that he's doing the best that he can under some very difficult circumstances. I don't think there is a playbook written for this. Nobody knew this was going to be the thing that occupied all sorts of time, thought, and energy back in August of 2019 when he took over. So to that extent, I think he's doing the best that he can. I generally do not want to comment about another mayor, or particularly one that, you know, I've either followed or following me, because I think that interferes with their ability to have their own governance and have their own ideas. They're criticized. I can tell you that mayors are criticized from a whole lot of different corners, and I don't want to be in one of those corners. He's a young man that has a very difficult job, and I think he's trying to do the best that he can without any real guidance and certainly no leadership on the state and the federal level to help. Mayors right now around the country are pretty much on their own, and he seems to be holding his own okay.
Do you have any designs to serve again, maybe as governor or a senator?
That is, neither of those things are in my sight right now. And I'll tell you, I'm much more interested in finding younger people right now who can latch on to good quality ideas and run for the right reasons. You know, not the ego, not so that I can move to a different level, but to run for the right reasons in order to get things done, in order to help find ways to provide childcare, to help people who can't afford $12,000 a year to be able to access high quality pre-K so that their kids will have every opportunity to compete, to help people find ways to retrain themselves if they need it, to stay in the job market or get the training they need in order to enter the job market. That's what I'm interested in. And you don't have to be in office to do that. So I think that right now, politics is a meat grinder designed to destroy people and personalities in order to get a place. And I really don't want a part of that type of a system. I want to be part of and help promote people into a system that is focused first on working for people and doing those things necessary to raise people up out of poverty into the middle class, and not to be worried about what you have to do in order to win your next election. And right now, that's what's going on. You only make decisions that are in your benefit to win the next election. And to me, that's not leadership, that's politics. And I don't particularly care for politics that much.
Wow. Head on over to Amazon.com, pick up the new book, The Opportunity Agenda, a bold Democratic plan to grow the middle class, from former Kansas City Mayor Sly James. Thank you for joining us this morning.
You take good care of yourselves, and whatever you do, please stay healthy, and God bless you both.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
820 today. Look for highs in the mid-90s. Mostly sunny, warm, and humid. Right now, you are sunny and 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
First round of the NBA playoffs continued on yesterday, Brian. The Nuggets skated past Utah Jazz easily.
Jamal Murray went off,
leading the series 3-2. The Clippers beat up on the Mavs. You ain't like that?
I hate the Clippers. Hate them.
LA leads the series 3-2. So Doc Rivers talked about the state of America during a press conference, particularly after another unarmed father was shot by police in the street.
What stands out to me is just watching the Republican convention, and they're spewing this fear, right? Like, all you hear is Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that we're denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung, we've been shot, and all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country. And this country does not love us back.
All facts.
Emotional speech from Doc Rivers.
He had to take his mask off.
Mm. So Nas spoke out on an interview about folks saying that Jay-Z is mirroring his releases to be messy.
No, I think maybe there's an energy that we both have where we feel like we work around the same time, and then it's, I don't know about that. I think things just happen. It's just synergy, man. You know, Jay would know better than me.
Oh, you okay over there? Oh, Shay, I watched is pregnant, the whole. Shay is pregnant. Oh,
I watched the whole 54-minute interview.
Oh, on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
of course.
And there was
did.
A song playing in the background as I was listening. I'm lost in love. I can't live without you. I hope my boyfriend not listening.
Oh my God.
I was just playing, trying to be funny on the radio.
I thought it was another song playing.
What? It better not be disrespectful. No.
Oh,
not
man.
That funny.
I think that's a bunch of malarkey that these conspiracy theorists on the internet ain't got nothing else better to do than to look up old albums and just feed into the BS of this. They brought up Collision Course. That's an album with Linkin Park, and they brought up The Lion King. Seriously, that's Beyonce album. Jay-Z ain't got nothing to do with that.
This Entrepreneur song is Pharrell's song. It's not even Jay-Z's song.
Come on, man. Get out of here. I just feel like people trying to keep that wedge or keep some type of wedge in between Jay and Nas when they're much older, much more mature. They not even on that no more.
Have you ever noticed that you can't stream Aaliyah's music?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, on the 19th anniversary of her death, the estate announced that her music will be brought to streaming services finally.
You know, that ain't the first time they done promised that, though.
It's not?
No, they done promised that before. And the reason I didn't know, because I still got all her, you know, stuff on my computer, all the
so
MP3s.
How did you know that they have done this before? If
because
you didn't
I've
know?
Heard, I've heard of it. I've heard people talk about it. That people, all the Aaliyah fans yesterday, they were frustrated that, you know, they kept talking about the streaming sites trying to. She's got like a Prince type thing going on. If you know that you can't stream Prince albums.
Yeah, her uncle and founder of Black Ground Records, Barry Hankerson, has complete control over her musical catalog. Mm. So the face-off is happening on Monday.
Uh-oh.
Brandy versus Monica.
It's gonna be a good one. This might be the best one. It has the potential to be the best one. Because to me, in my opinion, just off the pure competitiveness, because they're so similar in their career paths.
You think?
I do.
Hmm. So, a former hairstylist of Brandy took to socials to dispel rumors that she was wearing a lace front braid wig back in the day during the time of Moesha.
Listen, man, that
lace fronts weren't even out.
That's
back
what
then.
I was about to say. The advancement of lace fronts wasn't even that. Y'all was just wearing weaves back then.
It wasn't even full hair weaves. Like, you would put one or two little tracks in between stuff. It wasn't even the way that we do it now.
Get out of here. But she was looking like Mystical, though. Mystical, you know, Mystical used to have the braids coming down. He did, with the part in the middle.
I remember his braids, young man.
I wanna be down.
Leave Brandy alone.
I love Brandy. I used to have a crush on her. I was like 9.
Really?
Yeah, she used to be fine.
So The Weeknd says that he's been feuding with Usher. Do Usher know?
Well, Usher does know, because remember he sung Climax in that video on Instagram.
He said that he hit Usher up to apologize and tell him that things had been misconstrued, with folks saying that there was an issue between the two.
Here we go, people trying to put a wedge in between people again.
Well, I'm glad he apologized, because, you know.
You know what?
He's your dad.
Who daddy?
Usher is The Weeknd's dad.
Oh, I thought you was talking about, okay. I thought you was trying to throw some shade at me. All
right. No one's thinking of you, Brian. I know you.
Really?
The world revolves around you.
The world does revolve around me. You said it yourself. You don't remember?
No.
You don't?
No. Brian B. Shining is the man.
Thank you, Shay.
Shut up, Brian.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Lee.
All right, Lee. Let's see what you got.
Come on, let me show you just what you need.
You need a man with sense.
Hold up, your phone ringing.
A man like me.
How you gonna interrupt him when he in the groove?
His phone was ringing. I was trying to be helpful.
That's the trap phone. Don't worry about that. Hey, man, you just got qualified for your chance to get $1,000 of stimulus cash, all right? Hello?
See?
I want to break it down.
Listen now through September 10th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's awesome. My heart is racing so fast right now.
Get ready to win and spend.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrating 70 years. Hot 103 Jams.
Yes. You know I'm here for it.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
Political uncertainty can be challenging, regardless of your beliefs or where you might fall on the political spectrum. According to the American Psychological Association, for many Americans, the transition of power and the rapid speed of change may cause stress and anxiety about the political environment and the future of our nation. APA's 2016 Stress in America survey revealed that 2 in 3 Americans, or 66% of Americans, say the future of our nation is a significant source of stress, and 57% say that they are stressed by the current political climate. Symptoms of stress can vary from person to person, but often include a combination of emotional symptoms such as worry, tension, and irritability, and physical reactions such as headaches, insomnia, and even stomach problems. The American Psychological Association offers the following tips. Stay informed, but know your limits. Don't get glued in front of the TV. And don't stay on social media all day and all night obsessing over things that you can't directly control. Find commonalities with others. We come into contact with people every day whose beliefs differ from our own. If the topic of political differences arises, avoid heated discussions and try to identify commonalities within your different views. And finally, my favorite, of course, self-care. Take care of yourself. As you know, stress can have a physical and emotional impact on your overall health. Be well. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.